Liberation may be freedom from lower nature. When you are able to come out of the snares of the lower nature, you may say you are liberated. There are degrees of liberation. There are kinds of liberation. Then there is a synthesis of liberations. As a result of which, one can attain to what may be called perfection. It is this perfection which goes beyond all dharmas. When you renounce all dharmas, then there remains only Amritam Dharma. That law of perfection is Amritam Dharma. There is no conflict in the manifestation of that dharma, of that law. And every action is a perfect action, masterly action, master act. All that needs to be expounded, brought out to the fullness. All that is done in these last six chapters. And that is the importance of these six chapters. You are, as it were, now reaching up to the climax of the Bhagavad Gita when we ascend on these planes of 13 to 18 chapters. If you are a musician and if you want to compose music for the whole of the Bhagavad Gita, if you have a symphony, as it were, coming to the highest climax of it, it is in these 13 to 18 chapters that you get the highest climax of the symphony, starting with a small sad note at the beginning, Vishada Yoga, with which you can start, and a very silent and quiet note of the second chapter, the description of Siddha Pragya, and then a dynamic movement of action and the various processes of action, and then rising up to a peak of knowledge, little by little, in the ninth chapter, the supreme knowledge is expounded, and then a dynamic manifestation of that peak of knowledge in the 11th chapter, with perception of the divine as the destroyer, the divine as the time, and the divine in all his aspects. And now, the drums, as it were, which expound, explain all the small steps and the big steps of the Bhagavad Gita, and ultimately rising to the complete complex and most harmonious symphony, ending into a big note, where everything is to be renounced and only thing remains is the divine in all the directions. So this would be, as it were, a kind of musical composition of the Bhagavad Gita's music. So it is now these last six chapters that we begin. And the first Shri Krishna himself expounds. Here there is no question from Arjuna, because all questions have been answered as far as Arjuna is concerned. Only Sri Krishna knows what is still to be explained, because Sri Krishna has promised Arjuna in the 7th chapter, I shall tell you both jnana and vijnana, asheshena, nothing will remain after that, after knowing which there will be no further exposition needed. It is that promise that he is now fulfilling. So that whatever still remains to be told is now repeated. So Sri Krishna himself starts. And he starts with a very important statement. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetram iti abhidhiyate etad yo vetti tam prahu kshetragya iti tadvidaha. This body, O Kaunteya, is called abhidhiyate, is named kshetram, is called the field. Now you see the terminology is quite new. Excepting in the beginning, we are told dharma kshetre, kuru kshetre. It starts with kshetra. Now what is that kshetra? It is explained now only in the 13th chapter. This word kshetra does not appear anywhere afterwards. Now, that is one thing which has remained to be explained. So, this chapter starts with that very concept. Idam shariram kaunteya kshetram iti abhidhiyate. This body, O Kaunteya, O Arjuna, is called kshetra, is called the field. Etad yaha vetti tam prahu kshetragya iti tadvidaha. One who knows it as a field, one who knows the body as a field, is called kshetragya, is known as the knower of the field. That is to say, normally we do not consider our body as a field. We don't even notice what body is. We take for granted, as it were, that body exists. We feel healthy, we feel ill, diseased, but nothing more than that. We do not know that we have some very important connection with it. That this body is not an accident. Just as Sri Krishna points out that everything is known by the Divine. And as he says, even this destruction of the enemies is already accomplished. There is no chance. Is it not as it were something might happen, might not happen? The Divine has decided. Similarly, this body which is given to us is something to be noticed, to be taken into account. What is it? Therefore, kshetra is to be known. And one who knows the kshetra is kshetragya. There are two important facts which are called indubitable facts in the world, which you cannot doubt at all. No skeptic even can doubt these two statements. One is that there is a circumstance. If you are simply told there is a circumstance, it's a statement which cannot be doubted by anybody. Secondly, that this circumstance confronts us. For each one confronts a circumstance. Each one makes a distinction between circumstance and himself. Circumstance, as it were, outside him. He himself is the observer of the circumstance. Now, these two statements cannot be doubted by anybody because they are so indubitable. To doubt itself requires affirmation of these very two statements. To doubt them is to affirm these very two statements. You cannot doubt. What do you doubt? The doubt itself is a part of the knower. Who doubts? It's the knower who doubts. Therefore, you affirm it. And doubt about what? It's about the circumstance. If there are no circumstances, there is no question of doubting anything at all. So, circumstance and the knower of the circumstance are the two indubitable propositions. So, if you want to start any kind of exposition regarding knowledge, you should start with these two statements. And that is how this chapter starts with. It starts with the circumstance and with the knower. Two indubitable statements. And then now exposition of this. What is this kshetra? What is this kshetragya? Here in the first it is said only idam shariram. This body is a kshetra. But now Sri Krishna in the third verse he expounds it further. Tat kshetram yatya jadruk yadvikari yatascha yat. Tat kshetram. That body which is a kshetra is not only this body. Tat kshetram, the totality of kshetra, the whole world is actually your circumstance, not only this body. The body is only a microcosm of the totality which is macrocosm. And you get connected with the macrocosm through this microcosm. And they have correspondence between the microcosm and the macrocosm.